Blog Talk Radio.
Broadcasting to the world. Broadcasting to the world.
BlakeRadio.com. Music for your mind, body, and soul. Talk radio at its best. You're listening to Rainbow Soul from BlakeRadio.com.
This is our debut show, and we hope to be here for many weeks to come. A little about us. You can go ahead first, Spice.
Oh, well, they call me Spice just because I'm very raw about whatever I'm talking about, and I'm a little older than Miss Sugar. So there are plenty differences. We get into little tit-tat arguments on this line about difference because she thinks one way and I think another way.
Well, I guess you couldn't have said it better. And that's why together they call us Sugar and Spice. Well, we talk about very current affairs. We talk about celebrity gossip. We talk about our funny star sign, which sometimes get us in trouble. But, hey, it's all good. We also discuss hot topics for the day, which most of the time are very interesting. We have, Spice says she has her say and her views, and I have my say and my views. And, we just bring lots of fun and entertainment. And, you know, in this hectic world, sometimes we have to lighten things up. And, that's basically what our show is about. And since tonight is our very first show, we're just going to give you a little bit of a taste of the things that we dish out, which we start with celebrity gossip. You know, everyone is into all the celebrity happenings, and we're going to be talking about, who should we talk about first? Kim Kardashian?
Oh. My stars. But we always talk, everybody's always talking about her. I guess that would be interesting.
Oh, no, I don't want to talk about her. You know why? Because somebody got arrested for throwing flour on her. And I'm wondering why it is that somebody got arrested for throwing flour on Kim, but they won't put the guy that murdered Trayvon in jail.
Well, I guess that's a little bit of the justice system right here, right? I guess, yeah, you know, that's what everyone is talking about now.
Yeah.
Kim Kardashian gets flour thrown on her, and the guy goes to jail, and Trayvon's murderer is still out there.
It's shame on them, shame.
Well, you know, like I was just catching up a little bit on the gossip, and they were saying that, you know, Kim Kardashian's supposed to be getting this divorce from her soon-to-be ex-husband, Chris Humphries, and he said he's tired of always being quiet. He's tired of letting Kim get away with all the things that she's getting away with, and he's taking this divorce to her.
Interesting. What's going to be the outcome of that? What do you mean he's taking her to trial?
Oh, I don't know. They supposed to have had some settlement going or something going along. And he said he's tired of getting the backlash and always being in the media as a negative person. He won't be bullied by her any longer.
Wow.
married just to be in the limelight for half a minute?
Well, this is what people are saying, you know. They don't know if this marriage was legit, you know, was this for real or was this just a publicity stunt, because, you know, that's what her family is known for doing.
Okay, so who knew about it?
Just the family, or did he know that he was in on some kind of stunt or what?
Well, I'm not sure on, well, he obviously wasn't in it because he's saying that, you know, he's so upset about the whole thing. He feels used.
So he actually was in on that. What are you trying to say?
Well, he is saying that he was in love. He's saying that he was in love with her. But, and he said the marriage is real, and but he says that he feels used.
Wow. Is this what the rich and famous do?
I guess it is. I guess this is exactly what they do. So what else have you heard? Did you watch Joan Rivers' show?
No, I missed it.
That is one show that is, I tell you, it just lightens the load of the week. It comes on a Tuesday evening, but I tell you, I wish it could just play every day. I wish it could just play every day.
Yeah, the lady is touched. She is funny. Oh, my God. She's just so funny.
Yeah, she did quite a couple of interesting episodes. One of them was when she went for marijuana, prescription marijuana. And Joan Rivers smoked weed on TV and had a ball doing it. I tell you, she had fun. And it was so, so, so funny. But I like the relationship with her and her daughter.
Yeah.
You know, she says that her daughter, she says to her daughter, you know, she's 78.
Mm-hmm.
78 or 75. And she's like, her body is so old, but she has all new parts. So she's still in short. So she's still good. So she, actually, she's so funny. She's so funny. So what other, well, what shows do you watch? What's up with you and gossip? Ooh, what's going on? Hello, Dancing with the Stars. What are you talking about?
Oh, man. Gladys Knight is doing her thing. Sherry is doing her. Everybody, you know what? This is the best that I've seen Dancing with the Stars. I really, and I'm a dancer too. At least I used to be back in 1802. But that's not here nor there. But watching them has been so much fun. I can't wait to continue to see that.
Yeah. Well, I haven't watched Dancing with the Stars. Because what is that, on a Sunday?
Yes, Sunday.
Okay.
Monday. Well, it was Sunday and Monday.
Well, Sunday I'm watching Housewives of Atlanta and Ice Loves Coco.
I love Ice Loves Coco. I love them as a couple. That's my dream lifestyle. Maybe not that rich, but just to be so loving like that. Delicious.
Oh, my goodness, delicious. Wow. So what else is going on in Celebrityville? They say Magic Johnson is buying the Los Angeles Dodgers for $2 billion.
When I grow up, I want to be just like him.
Yeah, that he's buying the Dodgers for $2 billion.
Wow.
Wow. So what do you think about the whole story with claiming that Whitney Houston's room was cleaned out before the police came?
Well, you know, it's by chance that somebody was going to do that. They were trying to save her reputation, although they kind of like tampered with evidence, trying to save her face. But they knew, they should have known that all of this was going to come out in the wash anyway, because when they do the autopsy, everything is found out.
So that's pitiful that these things happen like this. Yeah.
You're right. If you were put in that position, would you clean that? Would you have cleaned out her room?
I don't know if I would have cleaned it out. I probably, depending on how much evidence was around, I probably would have tampered with it if I moved some of it away, but not all of it, because you just can't hide a lot of stuff. You can just take away from some things, but you cannot.
Did you think that she was back on crack?
I did.
I mean, on coke?
I thought she was always on crack. I never knew she was on coke, too.
Well, coke.
Yeah.
I say coke.
Well, coke is a different thing from... Coke is an elegant high. Crack is a trashy high.
But it said cocaine was found in her system.
Yeah. No, I actually thought that she was coming back to life. I remember one time her mom comes to the church I used to attend to, Abbasini Baptist Church, and we had a special service, and this was when our daughter was really, really doing really, really bad. She came to the service, and she asked all of us to pray for her daughter. You know, we had a special service, Jeff or Whitney. And the day that we thought that she was really trying to straighten herself up, we were really, really happy about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was happy that she was seeming like she was really coming back. And had this not happened, I think she would have been pretty much, she still was on dibble and dabble until she gets the help that she needed. But I think she would have been really on point.
You know, the whole discovering that cocaine was found in a system, that so threw me for a loop. I mean, I know people say, you know, they expected it. And I just wanted to believe the best. Like, I wanted to believe that, you know, something, she had a heart attack, like John Warwick said, or something went wrong, but I didn't want to hear that there was coke found in that system.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, you know, when people get on these types of drugs, it's not always easy to just get off of it like that. Some people need long-term help. And if you're out there in the limelight, you really don't want people to know that you have an issue. So then that's why you try to hide all the little things. You try to hide, you know, and it's hard to hide it because people can see you sweating. Like when we seen the picture of her, she was perspiring all over the place.
Yeah.
And she was acting some kind of way, and people was like looking at her some kind of way, but nobody would say anything.
Mm-hmm.
But they suspect that she might be doing something that she had no business.
That's so sad.
It is. Great cat.
Yeah. So, you know, Bobby Brown was just arrested for DUI.
Oh, jeez.
And that's just like bringing just unnecessary.
I don't know. Why do you think that people wait to get, especially my people, you wait to get really, really up there, well known, and have all this money, and then you do something that's really outlandish? I really don't understand that for the life of me.
Yeah, that's sad. That's crazy. So what do you think of the fact that the daughter is now engaged to her
brother?
Is that
what you're trying to say?
Yeah.
Well, it's not her real brother. Thank you for many, well, you know, it's not a real brother. So, I mean, I guess love don't come in sizes, colors, and things of that nature. So I guess we have to be happy. Is she happy? Okay, fine. What you going to do? We can't change it.
I guess, right? Okay, let's see. What else is going on in Celebrity World? Tim Tebow is here with the New York Jets. The You know, it's so funny because I watched that interview, and all this guy kept on saying the whole time is, "I'm so excited."
I'm sorry, you said it. I'm so excited. Are you really?
Like, if you didn't know Tim Tebow was excited before, you knew it after listening to that interview, right?
Yeah, that should be his name. Tebow, very excited.
Yeah, that's crazy. Also in celebrity news, Piers Morgan, who actually hosts a show, said that he banned Madonna from his U.S. show, but also has banned Madonna now from his UK show. So it looks like he has some serious beef with Madonna.
What has Madonna did now?
Nothing. He just said that she has always been like a thorn in his side. So,
oh, boy.
I mean, like
oh,
really.
Boy.
And so what? You know, she's still going to sell records. She's still going to go on tour. And she'll still be Madonna.
Yeah, she's still,
she's
yeah.
been Madonna with or without Piers Morgan.
Maybe he thinks he can change a few other people's mind about her, too.
Oh, God.
So he's going to shame her name.
And then there's also the story about, who was it? I forgot the lady's name. But apparently she was it Alicia Silverman? I don't know. I forgot who it was. I think she was at the airport feeding her son from her mouth.
What?
So she chews the food in her mouth, and then she would feed it to her kids.
Oh, no. Oh, no, no, no.
Like
no.
a bird.
Oh, no, 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 no.
Is that gross?
Very much so. Oh, my sorry.
It is?
Yes, to me. Oh, I would not do that.
Yeah?
And if I was going to do it or I needed to do it, I would definitely not do it in public.
Well, in,
the paparazzi would take a picture and shame her name.
Well,
too.
Hello, they did. Well, hello, they did.
That's being disgusting.
That's what they did.
Mm.
Let's see what else is going on in celebrity. Well, if you like the royals, then you like me. And I'm talking about the real royals, not the Kardashians.
Oh, my God.
I'm talking about royalty royals, like Prince Harry, Prince
oh,
Old
okay.
One. Mm-hmm. So Prince Harry has moved in with Prince William and Catherine Middleton.
Oh,
you know you're not allowed to call her Kate Middleton anymore.
Oh, excuse me.
It's Catherine.
Okie dokie.
So Prince Harry, the naughty boy,
uh-huh.
the naughty boy has moved in with the prince and the princess.
Does he have his own wing? That's all I want to know. Does he have his own wing?
I don't know, but that must be one fun place to be. All right, and then I also wanted to discuss this. What about, what is this, Housewives of Atlanta, where they went to South Africa?
Oh, my stars.
So, if you don't know,
South Africa, is that familiar? Does that sound familiar to you?
Okay, I have to just say, if you don't know, I am from South Africa, born and raised, lived there until my early 20s. Yes, I am older than 20. Excuse me. I'm just tooting my own horn. I'm sorry. I'm just playing, having fun. That's the kind of show we are. Very lighthearted and fun. So apparently they were in South Africa. Now, me as a fellow South African, I was looking at the whole show. It was okay. Like, with regards to showing stuff,
mm-hmm.
I think they could have focused on other issues, other stuff that could have done some good for the country. It's so sad that they had to make such a positive, so negative.
Yeah, with the fight.
The fighting, the also the immaturity of throwing money around in the club. I mean, who does that?
Mm.
I mean, is that what goes on in a normal club? This was not a strip club. This was a club where you dance, have fun, socialize, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I was just like, It was just wrong.
Typical of women, they're trying to outdo each other. Do you think that that was the reason why they were throwing, somebody had money to throw, you know, so they just threw the money for that?
But you know, my point is that, you know, somewhere along there you were going to see poverty.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
Now to take that theme and then poverty after that. Like, I can't remember if it was, you know, I don't want to get caught and say the wrong thing, but I'm just trying to think, was that before or after? I think it was before. I'm not really sure. I don't know if it was before that they were going to the orphanage.
Well, they should have just took that money and gave it to the orphanage. They should not have.
Well, you know what? I'm not going to say that they didn't do good because they really did. I mean, on their way to the orphanage, they saw these people, they saw these kids on the streets, and, you know, they spent so much money just in that store helping out that little orphanage.
Okay.
But, you know, this is my thing. You're going to Africa. You're going to safari. Do Louis Vuittons need to go on safari?
Oh, when you a diva, your Louis go everywhere you go. Your Louis,
no.
your Gucci, and whatever else. It goes with you. When you a diva, yes, it does.
No, I totally disagree.
It goes also, yeah.
No, I totally disagree.
Well,
if you out in the wilderness, like who's going to see you? Like, who cares what you're wearing? Do the elephants care? Are they giving?
No, the elephants don't care, but the cameras was rolling. Hello.
But that shows, I don't want to say stupidness, but hey, that shows, like, stupidness.
You said it.
Okay, because sometimes you just have to be, you have to say these things, and I stand behind it. That was, like, so, like, like you're in safari, hello. Like what is that?
Mm. Huh.
That's crazy. That was crazy. So what did you think of the whole thing? Do you think that South Africa would ever be a country you'd like to visit? Did you see any of that episode?
I don't know. I would love to visit, but I can't stay on a plane more than like 4 hours without getting sick once I get off the plane. I'm sick for like 2 days. They say that trip is like how many hours? 18 hours in flight?
Ooh. It's an 18-hour flight.
I don't know what I would. I don't drink, so I can't get drunk. But I would love to visit, yes. I will try that one day.
An 18-hour flight.
Mm-hmm.
It's worth every hour.
I will try it.
You can't go there for 2 weeks.
How long
you have to go there for like a month or
two.
See everything.
Okay. I can do that.
That would be great. So we hope one day that we'll get to have you there.
Yeah, by God's grace.
So that's a little bit of celebrity gossip and what's going on Celebrity Bowl. They also say that Ashton Kutcher and Rihanna are dating.
What?
Are you silly?
When I heard that, I was like, nah. Oh,
yeah.
My God.
What do you think about that?
Like I said before.
Is that a...
Love don't have age. Love don't have color. If it's love, if they happy, I'm happy for them.
Is that a good hookup?
Well, never knows. I mean, they say opposites attract. Let's see.
Wow. So what do you think? You know, let's just change gears and go over to, you know, current affairs and what's like really big and going on in the news is this Trayvon Martin case. You know, it's so funny because, you know, so many people have stepped forward and said different things about, you know, the whole incident. But, you know, so many people are standing behind the fact that, hey, this is racially motivated. What are your views on that?
It's a little hard for me to, I mean, I'm just upset about the whole thing. The reason why that is because I have five grandsons, and they all are Trayvon. I mean, I see them with the hoodie and the pants and the things of that nature. It's very scary, you know, that you have children that can walk around in the street and have to be threatened. I mean, if you can't call the police to help you out, who can you call? It's ridiculous. So So I don't know if it's, I think it's sad that somebody would have to pull a gun out and kill a kid that's pretty much not doing anything. They're being harassed. Oh, walking around in New York on in Manhattan while being young and black is against the law. I've seen
wow.
police myself pull a little boy over on the sidewalk as if he's driving a car on the wrong side of the street. And sometimes they can be disrespectful to the children. And I just don't know what the world is coming to, because I figure this way, if you want respect, you have to give respect. And I think the police sometimes feel like they are above the law. And it's sad. I just don't know what is going on with the police officers. And it's not just here. It's like everywhere. It's all over the place. The people with authority has lost it. And I'm very concerned and very worried about young black kids walking around innocently in the street and being stopped. Or, no, not stop. Let's reframe. To me, it's harassment when they're not doing anything. I wish that, like in my day, we had centers to go to. Girls and guys met up. We had mentors in the centers. You know, we could play pool. We could do all kinds of things. They had so much to offer us. We had people that we could talk to. God, you know, if we had more of that, then I think it would be a better place for them. They wouldn't have to be on the corners. They on the corners because they don't have no place else to go. And I've seen in my territory where they have been in the park sitting down or playing basketball, and the cops are coming in and ask them, do you have a child in here? And if they would say no, then you have to leave the park. I thought the park was public. It's daytime. Why, you know, why is it that these kids can't sit, at least sit in the park during the daytime until they get ready to close the park down? Because over where I live, they not only did they close the park down, they locked it. So the park was, they don't do Central Park like that. They don't do other parks downtown like that. But uptown, they do a lot of things, and it's sad because the unitism in our race around our neighborhood is not there. We accept a lot of things that's going on in our neighborhood when we should stand up and fight as a unit and go downtown and fight for what's right. I mean, these people, they giving these kids tickets for standing on the sidewalk, and the parents have to take days off, you know. So I'm just worried. I'm worried.
I can hear you very worried.
I am.
You're very worried. And my next question to you was going to be, what do you think of the unity? But you answered it already.
There's none.
That people, no, I'm saying the unity with this whole incident which happened with the celebrities all pulling together, the communities pulling together.
Bless them.
You know, coming together and saying that something needs to be done here.
Exactly.
We are tired.
Why does our young black boys have to keep on getting arrested or killed for recognition? Why is that? Why am I so popular now that I'm dead? I can't understand it.
Well, anyway, they say, you know, they're hoping for an arrest to be made. And we hope soon and very soon something will be done. I mean, people are standing up all over the country.
Yes.
For,
it's a wonderful thing to see.
It is. Such
wonderful
unity
thing.
Is wonderful. And, you know, the thing is, what is so exciting, it's not only black people that are coming forward.
Yes, I've seen everybody in hoodies, all colors, all sizes. It's a lovely thing.
And, you know, I heard, apparently, I don't know if this is true, but they say that this young, this man, Zimmerman, who apparently shot this young boy, apparently he has a, I don't know if it's an assault against a black officer. He has a previous assault against a black officer. And also his father is something, in the justice system or something.
Wow.
Yeah, so there's some rank.
But wait, but he is just a night watchman over there, wherever they live. Who gave him a gun? Why do people have to...
Well, in Florida, you're allowed to.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Excuse me.
Yeah. You well excused.
Mm.
That's how it goes there.
Okay.
Which is also a crazy rule when you come to look at it.
If you needed, if you needed a gun for protection, shouldn't it be just in your house for protection, not walking on the sidewalk where normal people are? I think unless you're a police officer.
You know, this, what I'm saying is something is going to be done. Something will be done.
By God's grace.
I'm telling you, if something is not done, people are...
Oh, they're going to lose it.
Yeah.
They're going to lose it. Not just in one spot. They're going to lose it all over the place.
So, you know, I believe in justice, and I believe in something will be done.
Mm.
So, yes, people, that is us and a little bit of gossip and a little bit of seriousness there because, you know, this is a matter that needs to be discussed, and the more people are making a noise about it, the better it's going to be.
Yes.
You know, the unity is something that we need to all be on the same page with. You know, we all need to be fighting for the same
causes. That's right.
All right, and another thing that we also do in our show, we do the stars. But we do a light version of the stars. We like to bring fun into it. You know, a lot of people say, I don't believe in stars. I don't believe in the star signs. I don't believe in this nonsense, whatever the stars say.
Maybe they never read their own sign to see themselves in the sign.
You know, people say that once you start hearing about what the stars say about you, what it says about you, Aries, you begin to start acting like an Aries. But, you know, my thing is, it's light, it's fun, it's fluffy. Let's just roll with it.
It's the conversation piece. Hello.
Yeah. So we do the light version of the stars, the fun version. And since this is the month of Aries, let's see Aries what they say about you. So this is the naughty but nice version. It says Aries. Aries is known as the liar. Well, I'm scared of Aries already. They're known as liars. Do you know any Aries?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, are they liars?
I hope not. Because one, it just happened to be my daughter.
Okay. Aries, you lie. It says here, Aries are known to be outgoing. They're lovable, spontaneous, not one to mess with. They're erotic. They're funny. They take you on trips to the moon in bed. They're excellent kissers. They're extremely sexy. They love being in long relationships. They addictive. They loud. Oh, this is definitely your daughter. So that is what they're saying. That's the short version of Aries. And now I'm going to read you the long version of Aries, what they say. They say, and tell me how much this is true. They say Aries. On the 21st of March to April 19th, if you're born between those days, months, you're known as Aries. It says, as fire can be a fleeting thing, so can be the friendship of a ram. If you want to call an Aries up for a night on the town, you'll have an exciting companion for the evening. But don't try to make plans for next week. This sign needs variety in their friendship. If one group of people can't keep up with their constantly changing interests, they'll move on to new friends. not that they ever lack for companionship. The ram is well liked for their age. So making new friends is never a big problem. Friends are nice, but not exactly necessary for the independent Aries, who doesn't need a big group to have fun. When they are in one, though, their competitive nature is liable to get the better of them. Don't try to borrow even a cup from this one. Ruled by the first house of self, selfishness can sometimes take the upper hand when it comes to a choice between people and positions. On the other hand, the ram can be very warm towards their friends, as long as Aries feels that they are the number one friend in your life. You can count on having an exciting whirlwind of fun.
Some of that is Tamika.
So, Aries, that is what they say about you. So we also have, let's see, the perfect match for an Aries. The perfect partner for an Aries is a Leo or Sagittarius. The nearly perfect partner is a Gemini or an Aquarius. Like-minded souls is another Aries. Opposites that you're attracted to is a Virgo or Scorpio. Learn from your differences as Pisces and Taurus. Not your destiny is a Cancer or Capricorn. Astrological hell is a Libra. Now, in future references, you know, if anyone would like to know what their star sign would be, you can call us up. You can hit us up in the chat room. We have the stars from Aries to Cancer to Gemini. We have them all. And, you know, Jackie and I are both Scorpios. But it's funny because we're both very different Scorpios. And we're both early, the early months. You know, we're the same month, both towards the beginning of the month, but very different.
That's
very
young and I'm old. That's all.
she blames age all the time, constantly. She keeps on blaming age. So, that is the stars. And we hope to be bringing you that every week. We'll be discussing your stars, our stars. So if you would like to hear that, we will give you the stars who you most, your partner who you most likely attracted to, whatever star they are. You can just call in and let us and ask us what's the perfect match, for instance, for Gemini. And the perfect match for Gemini is a Libra or an Aquarius. You know, a perfect partner for a Cancer is a Scorpio or a Pisces. And we can go on and on, and we can let you know all different kinds of things. What do you have to say about that, Miss Spice?
Yeah, I think that Scorpio and Cancer stuff will work.
Yeah? I think that's right.
Yeah.
Scorpio Cancer?
Yeah.
That's your perfect match?
I feel like it is.
Okay.
I feel like it.
So you think that it could work?
Yeah.
Scorpio.
I think
according to the stars, it says that the perfect partner is a Cancer and Scorpio. She's asking because she's a Scorpio, so she want to know. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So what else are we talking about? What should we talk about today? I think today we should talk about something like friendship. What do you think?
Oh, that's interesting. That's always interesting.
Do you still think that there are diehard friends in this world? Like someone who you would go all out for.
Yeah.
And
it's still some people like that on Earth. It's like a needle in a haystack, but they are here.
Do you think that you have a friend like that? Do you think someone would go all out for you like that? Well, what do you think about, like, friendship being a one-way kind of street?
What do you mean?
Like when you just giving, giving, and they just taking, taking.
Oh, I, been there, done that. I think friendship should be about giving and taking, being there, you know, for the person and that person being there for you. I think it's supposed to be like that. But sometimes in relationship, we have the givers and we have the takers, or we just have the takers, 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 and never giving, giving, giving. And that's very stressful. When you realize you've given your all and the person that you've been giving to is not wholeheartedly there for you like you would like them to be, it says something to you. And it, that's something that it says you really don't want to know. It's telling you, it's asking you, are you a fool for somebody? Are you, you know, you going all out for this person and they wouldn't do the same thing for you? So it's signifying, it's telling me something. Sometimes it's a little too late when you find that out, but everything in life that we go through basically is an experience. You learn from your mistakes. But the key to the whole thing is please learn your lessons and watch closely.
So have you ever been in a situation where, you know, you have been the faithful friend or you've been burnt by a girlfriend? Because, you know, honestly, most of the time, especially with women, you know, you can have woman friends, you can have male friends, but it's always the woman friend that seems to burn another woman down. You know, you hardly ever find it's the man who's going behind the woman's back and talking about her. It's always another woman who's bringing the woman down. What's your take on that whole thing? Like, why do you think there's such jealousy amongst us women?
I don't know what's wrong with women. I don't know why we can't fall back and relax and be happy for each other. If you see somebody walking down the street and they look nice, I don't see why you can't tell them they look nice. Some people will see you walking down the street and you look nice, and they toot up their nose, they roll their eyes, they talk about you. And women, I don't know what's wrong with us. We always ridicule each other in a negative sense. We need to get it together because we need each other. Whether we want to believe that or not, we do. We don't need to be torn down by another woman. We have other people tearing us down. Why do we have to tear each other down?
But you know, sometimes it's very hard, like when you're in a friendship with somebody and you have given this your all. Because, you know, I'm the type of person, and I'm just going to say it, like, you do me wrong once, okay, we're going to talk about it. Twice, oh, I'm treading on fine ground with you. Three times, it's quits. And once, you know, everyone always tells me this thing, you know, sugar, you have to remember to forgive and forget. And I'm like, yes, and that's what I live by. I will forgive and totally forget you. So just, you know, eliminate the drama, eliminate all the BS that comes along with that person. And so many people are like, you know, like, there's a better way to handle things than to be just like mean. That means you haven't forgot, you haven't forgiven the person. But my thing is, I have. I just don't want to be bothered with the BS that comes along with you. So, yes, I'm going to forgive you and even pray for you and do a Holy Ghost dance for you when I'm in church. And then I'm going to forget about you. Forget you exist. Eliminate the drama. What do you think about that?
this is the conflict. This is where we're different, people. We are so different because, let me tell you, I have been in a situation where...
No, what's wrong with that? What's wrong with that? What's wrong with that?
No, nothing's wrong with it. Two inches on. But I'm saying that I'm different because.
No, but you're making it sound like there's something wrong with my way of doing things.
No, it's nothing. Hey, two inches on. Whatever floats your boat makes me happy. Go ahead, do you. But I just don't do it that way. Listen, I have been in a situation where I had a good friend. I mean, I thought she was my best friend. She could have been, but she had issues. Her issues was that she's a klepto. She's a klepto, and I kind of knew that she used to steal, but I never thought that she would steal from me. Now, I'm serious. Now, one day.
She's a klepto. She going to steal from you?
She stole. Yeah, well, I didn't think she was. I'm a friend. Like, I mean, I used to buy her clothes. I used to take her places. I mean, I used to, oh, my God. Come on. I didn't think that she could do it to me. But, you know, I wasn't home one day, and my mom let her in. And then later on, I realized some jewelry was missing from my kids, and a ring was missing from my room. So I'm asking Mom, I'm like, Mom, who was in here? And she told me who was in there. And I said, oh, my God, But, okay, so I didn't go out looking for her all over Manhattan, ready to wax her behind because I knew that she had these issues, but I never told my mother because had I told my mother said she cannot come in here. My mother would not have allowed her in there, but she was my very good friend. So I've been burned. So let me tell you, the reason why I'm bringing this up is because you handle yours your way. I still speak to this girl today, even though I know she stole my jewelry and my kids' jewelry.
No, my heart would be too sore.
Huh?
My heart would be too sore knowing the fact that you stole my... Did y'all ever have the conversation?
No, never had the conversation. I just left it alone.
So why are you acting like nothing ever happened?
Because you know what? Sometimes you can't... If I didn't catch the cookie thief with the hand in the cookie jar... How can I really, really say that it was her? The reason why I'm saying that it was her because nobody else was there except for my mom,
it's her,
and the kids. You know what I'm saying? It was her. But like I said, I could not catch her with the hand in the cookie jar. So
Was there enough evidence stacked against her?
Yeah, it definitely
was.
Well,
it's her. It's her. That's the same thing like Granite Quartz. There's enough evidence stacked against you. You're guilty. It's you. It's her. It was her. Now,
yeah,
me,
no,
I would have had that conversation about it. I cannot pretend. This is another thing. I cannot pretend like nothing didn't happen. I cannot pretend and just go past into another day. Because I believe things. We're going to talk about it. I'm going to tell you how I feel. You're going to tell me how you feel. And if we can still communicate and hang out after that, then, hey, I guess we're still friends. Because I believe that, you know, friends should be if someone is your friend, you should be able to talk to them. You should be able to tell them when you don't agree with what they're doing or call them out for doing something.
That depends on what it is that they've done or said.
Anything. If someone is your friend, you should be able to tell them. Like, why are you treading on thin ground with someone who is your friend? I'm talking about your friend. Not when you say hi, like, you know, or you meet every now and then. I'm talking about a real friend, like someone who is your friend.
Yeah, yeah.
No, you shouldn't be able to talk to them, or yes, you should.
Yeah, you should be able to talk to them. And I'll still say it depends on what you're talking about. It depends on what it is, you know.
Anything.
Most of my friends, the ones that I consider my close friends, they will say certain things to me, you know, and if I see something in their way, I will say something to them. Like maybe I don't like, I'm the fashion police. So my girlfriends used to wear certain kinds of things. I say, ooh. That is so not sexy. Why do you have that on? You're dressing like an old lady. So, okay, I can say that kind of thing to them. And they get, oh, you make me sick or say some kind of stuff like that. But then we got over it and we laughed about it and we went on. So those kind of things, yes. But these kind of things, that's something that's so, so serious. And you want to accuse someone, but you did not catch them red-handed, you know, just like that. It's hard to approach because the first thing that they could say is, why would you say it's me? You know, y'all have company. It could have been somebody else. It didn't have to be me. So now that's going to be,
a little argument there. You know what I'm saying? And then it's, you know, trouble. But, you know, me, I walk with this rose-colored thing over my rose-colored glasses on. I firmly believe in karma. Mm-hmm. I have to let go and let God. I can't cry over this spilt milk. I can't do that because, like I said, if I had a quarter, it would have been a whole other thing. We probably would have thumped in those days because I was much younger. We probably would have threw down in my mother's house. You know,
ooh,
but
I'm scared
I
of you.
Did not. Yeah, hey. But I did not catch it, so that's what I'm trying to say. It's a little hard.
Let me ask you something. Let me ask you this question. What do you think is a perfect, or what do you think are some good points or some good, like, good advice to give, to have a good friendship? What would you recommend for a good friendship besides honesty?
Honesty is most important.
Yeah.
I think, you know, because good friends tend to talk about a lot of different things. If I trust you, it shouldn't be nothing that I should not be able to tell you. I should be able to tell you, and my secrets are supposed to go to the grave with you. Don't be going around, I'm telling you my business, and you got a best friend other than me, and you're going to tell her what I told you. You say, I say, he say stuff. That is so, that's crazy. I mean,
do you believe that people can keep secrets? Now, don't tell me you keep secrets, please.
I truly do believe there are some things that's bad stuff that I can remember from way back in 1802. Baby, those secrets will go with me because, you know, I mean, even though I'm not even really good friends with the person today, as we speak, we say hi and bye. We're cordial towards one another, but she's not my best friend anymore, but her secrets is going with me down under.
I don't believe you, Spice. I don't believe you.
Okay. You don't have to.
I don't believe you.
Hey, it's something.
I know you told somebody.
It's some things you just don't tell.
You didn't tell anybody that secret? Anybody? And I know you're going to say no.
No, I'm sorry. No.
Yeah. Okay,
nope.
So go on
and
tell us.
And another thing with best friends, you don't lend your car and your man out, okay? All right, that's it. Case closed.
That's all you need to have a good friendship.
Trust,
don't lend your car and your man
out. Trust, keep secrets, and don't lend your car and your man out. That's it.
That's all, and then you can have a perfect friendship?
Yeah. All these things have to be worked on. Those are important things. My mom used to say, a lender nor borrower be. So don't lend and don't borrow. And you can always maintain a great friendship.
That's very true. that's very, very true, you know. I was always told that, you know, you can have a perfect friendship. But once you lend a friend money,
I used to lend my friends my clothes because I've always been a clothes fanatic. And the way you give them your clothes, they don't always come back the way you gave it to them. So that's why my mom used to always say that, I told you. And I used to say, hey, I told you. Don't tell me I told you. I'm just trying to be nice. But then I'm being nice, I come back, they give you your clothes back dirty or the zipper doesn't work anymore. I mean, you know, people just don't care about your stuff the way you do. So I had to learn my lesson the hard way. But I still haven't learned because I'm still I have to be me. You know, I just have to do it my way and learn my lesson the hard way.
So it's as simple as honesty, which I value. And, you know, honesty is a big thing for me and friendship.
Mm-hmm.
As for lending your man out, I don't think that's happening.
Mm-hmm.
Lending
nope.
your car out, you know, I don't know about that one because a lot of people tend to lend their cars out.
Yeah, they do, but you know what people don't realize is, okay, listen, you asked me to borrow my car. Okay, here's the keys. I'm lending you my car.
But guess what? If by chance you're driving my car and you're in an accident, who you think should get that fixed, me or them?
Them.
Okay, but sometimes people don't do that. They will bring you your car back and say, I was in an accident, I'm sorry, and do not offer you cash value to whatever incident that they were in. See, now that's where the relationship or friendship is terminated.
Yeah.
But people don't value your stuff like you do. So it's better if you want to keep it intact, I suggest you don't lend.
So don't lend your car, don't lend your man, don't lend your clothes. Don't lend.
Everybody pave your own way.
Okay. That's some really good and interesting advice. Don't lend.
And don't borrow.
Don't borrow. Yeah,
don't borrow.
All right. Don't lend, don't borrow. Honesty. What about respect?
Respect is the utmost. You can't really have a good friend. You know what? You can't have a good friendship if you don't have respect. Because if I'm your friend and you're, say we out at a party. I don't like hanging with girlfriends that like probably the same type of guy I like. If you're my friend, we're not competing against one another for one guy. I don't like the women to like the same type of guy I like because then we're in competition. How can we be best friends? How can we be any kind of friends if we're competing against one another? Makes no sense to me.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. All right, guys. So the advice, the recipe what Spice is giving us here is respect. It's don't borrow, don't lend. And what was the first one? Honesty.
Trust and honesty.
Yeah. So, you know, in order, you know, and it's so easy to just say these things and, you know, say these things and advise people, you know, this is important for a friendship. But I guess unless we've been in your situation, it's hard to say anything else.
Right. But check this out. How about this, Sugar? How about this? Can a woman be a best friend to the opposite sex?
Well, you know what? We'll have to leave that question for another week because we're almost done. So we'll leave that question for another week and maybe in weeks to come. You know, we have some interesting topics up for discussion. We want to talk about things like where to go on a first date. We want to talk about why men don't want to commit. You know, we're also going to have some guys in who will be calling in to talk to us about certain situations. We want to talk about, you know, what is it about being gay, black and gay. You know, there was such a stigma attached to that. But, you know, we're going to look at, like, positive things. We're not here to drag anyone down. We're not here to talk about dash men down. We're going to talk about child support. We're going to be talking about all kinds of stuff. And we hope that in the future that we could have you all here. And we'll be coming through and participating in some of our chats. So what do you have to say about our first show today, Miss Spice?
Well, we were a little bit nervous, you know, but I think,
Don't tell them.
Okay, I'm sorry. Y'all didn't hear that. Erase it from your mind. Okay. So this is we coming to the closing. I just want y'all to know that we had fun, and we are not experts. We just like to give our honest opinion about different situations. Sugar and Spice.
All right, so thank you for logging in, and we hope that we'll catch you here next week, same time, same place, and the week after that we'll be on from 4:30 to 5:30. So have a great week, and God bless.
Sugar and Spice, right of the right. Never had a feeling so nice. No.
Never had a feeling so real. No, girl, I wanna tell the world.